Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes?
Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at BollAndBranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
All right, everybody, welcome back right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app, leading you up to Craig Hoffman coming up at 4. Actually, Craig with a short show today. Probably the wrong day to do it. But Hoyas basketball starts at 5:45 because they're on the road in Philadelphia against Villanova. Is anybody else on the road in Philadelphia this week? Wait a second. Again, Sean Hockley has been named the head official. The last time we saw Sean Hockley around these here parts, that New Orleans debacle, at the end, there was another controversial call or non-call. I can't remember. I'm going to have to look it up, in that game that drove me crazy. But Sean Hockley and his crew butchering that at the end of the game, and it almost cost the Washington Commanders. All right, so Craig's coming up at 4 o'clock. Right now, we wrap up the show with cleanup on aisle 3. Cleanup on aisle 3. Normally, we have a big, fancy production and all that stuff. Well, it's not big and fancy. I hope Matt's okay with it.
There it is. I didn't really ask.
What we may have missed. What we forgot. What we need to touch on. What we promoted that we didn't get to. And even if it's just a minute or two, a mention.
Clean up in aisle 3.
Clean up on aisle 3. All right, well, we're going to start clean up on aisle 3 with something that we don't always get. Breaking news just crossing what they used to call, back in my younger days, the wire. Well, now it just crosses social media. Adam Schefter first to report the Chicago Bears are finalizing a deal to hire Detroit Lions offensive coordinator Ben Johnson as their next head coach. That obviously is huge for the Bears. And you would think Caleb Williams. Listen, I know I've been critical of Ben Johnson since, you know, of course, the way he kind of handled the whole situation with the Commanders and other teams, but also because I think largely their offense is built because of the talent that they have. The scheme, the structure is very good. Nobody would deny that. They run a ton of trick plays as they did on the Jameson Williams, fake end around, whatever you want to call that, touchdown. But it also came back to bite them in the ass when they again tried to be fancy and sexy, and it blew up in terms of an interception. Now, listen, Detroit's offense and the structure and the scheme is not why they lost that game. Clearly, turnovers were the reason why they lost that game. So I'm not going to sit here and be stupid and blame it on Ben Johnson, but it did have a factor, right? It did have a factor. Sometimes you get a little too greedy. Sometimes you go to the well a little bit too long or much. And You know, whether that's going to happen with Caleb Williams and the Chicago Bears, I don't know. It's interesting that he stays in the division. It's interesting to me that he doesn't go to Tom Brady and the Las Vegas Raiders. There were a lot of rumors about that. It's interesting that if he's going to Chicago, what happens to their general manager, Ryan Poles, who you would think, right, that Ben Johnson has been connected to Lance Newmark, who is interviewing again tomorrow for a second time with the New York Jets. He was ticketed, according to the rumors and speculation over the weekend, that perhaps the two of them would go to Vegas. And why this is interesting and why I don't know what's going on here in Chicago and why he was so quick to take this job is this. I don't know if they're going to fire their general manager. And I thought all along, man, if you're hiring Ben Johnson, you are doing what Ben Johnson wants. Ben Johnson was going to call all the shots. And maybe that, you know, maybe that's why he chose Chicago over Vegas. I don't know. But interesting because, again, I thought he would wield a Kyle Shanahan type power here. Now, we don't know the contract. Maybe it's 6 years. I would imagine it's going to be 6 years and not 4 or 5 years, and for a ton of money for a first-time head coach. But I thought he would bring in his own GM. And now the question is will that indeed happen, assuming this deal becomes official, with Ben Johnson staying in the NFC North and going from the Detroit Lions to the Chicago Bears? So obviously still a lot of questions in that regard for the new Bears head coach as he goes from, again, Detroit to Chicago. One game we didn't talk a whole lot about in this show, because obviously the Commanders win deserved most of our attention, is that Bills-Baltimore game last night. We did touch on it with Jay Gruden. And listen, I've heard a lot of stuff about Lamar Jackson. Oh, he comes up short in big games. I heard a lot last night on Infinity Sports Radio. I forget who the host was. I heard John Harbaugh needs to be fired because he can't get his team to play crisper football. You guys are out of your mind. I know Lamar didn't play great last night, but he was tremendous on the first series of the game, one, on the touchdown drive to Rashad Bateman, and he was awesome on the final drive, and he put it right in the breadbasket for the two-point conversion. Should have been a tied game. Buffalo may have won because they had plenty of time on the clock for Josh Allen to operate. Maybe they win. Maybe they win in regulation. Maybe they win in overtime. And we're all talking about an epic game. Instead, we're talking about, oh, Lamar Jackson failed again in the playoffs. Listen, did he have his best game? Of course not. He did not have his best game. But he played well enough at the beginning and certainly well enough on that final drive to put Baltimore in a position to be tied 27-27 with about a minute and a half left to go. And then you take your chances from there and you figure it out from there. Unfortunately, Mark Andrews, who's a tremendous football player, I don't know how he's going to kind of get past that in the fans' minds and whatever. I'm sure his teammates will be fine. As frustrating and as crappy as that is, again, he had the drop on the first series, which didn't ultimately haunt them. He had the catch and punch out fumble by Buffalo on a drive right around midfield, and then he of course had the drop, which was not a non-catch. That is as drop of a drop as a drop as a drop that you can possibly get. And unfortunately, that's what happens, right? Sometimes athletes, great pass catchers. We all know how good Mark Andrews is. Sometimes they just have probably their worst play or their worst game of their NFL career at the wrong time. And that's exactly what happened to him last night in Buffalo. Buffalo did not necessarily beat Lamar Jackson and or John Harbaugh and the Baltimore Ravens. The Ravens beat themselves. And certainly no head coach deserves to get fired because of that. So I just wanted to spend a couple of moments on that before we run out of time here. One other thing that I wanted to get to, and that is Logan Thompson. Again, mentioned it during the trending alert. He is the NHL's number one star of the week. Had back-to-back shutouts and then the win against Pittsburgh on Saturday night. I didn't get to see any of that game because, obviously, I was a little bit busy in Detroit covering the Commanders and the Lions. But great job overall for Logan Thompson and the Washington Capitals, who just don't seem to skip a beat, right? I mean, no Charlie Lindgren. They were rotating all year long, and then Logan Thompson steps in and has just been amazing. And right now, the Washington Capitals are, in terms of their positioning, 67 points, 7 points clear of Toronto through 46 games played. They've got a game in hand on Toronto. They've got two extra wins in regulation, 31-29. They've got six less losses and, again, a seven-point bulge right now and a couple of, as we mentioned, more regulation wins for the Capitals, who beat the Pittsburgh Penguins on Saturday night. And next up, they are in Edmonton tomorrow night, late night, 9 o'clock on 106.7 The Fan and the Odyssey app. So we'll see what a West Coast road trip brings as they go out there. And you would expect Logan Thompson once again to be in the pipes. All right, when we come back, we'll finish it up. A little dum-dum of the day to wrap things up with us here on a Martin Luther King holiday Monday and a victory Monday, as the Commanders are heading to the NFC Championship in Philadelphia. Again, a reminder, you'll hear it all week. You can listen to the NFC Championship game this Sunday at 3 o'clock via our friends at Westwood One Sports on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Stay with us.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.